I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Time to measure out the answer to our geo-quiz today. The quiz concerns the islands of Cuba and Ireland. Cuba happens to be the larger of the two by about 10,000 square miles. That's the extra credit question. We also want to know the distance between Dublin and Havana. Well, it's just about a fifth of the way around the globe, if that helps. It's nearly 4,400 miles. That's the answer, and that's a large distance to bridge, which brings us to the global hit today. An Irish flutist and a Cuban pianist have come together to record a new CD. Now, the flutist you likely know, Sir James Galway. The pianist is Jorge Martinez. He fronts the band Tiempo Libre. Here's a track from their CD, O'Reilly Street. Sir James Galway was in Switzerland and Jorge Martinez in Miami when the three of us spoke. When it came to recording the album for the Sony label, Sir James says he had to lay down the law.
I told Elizabeth, my manager, I said, listen, tell these guys 10 o'clock to get ready to go. No drinking, no smoking, no cursing, no spitting. So guess what? I got there at 10 o'clock and everybody was ready. And you know what they did? They played everything from memory. It blew me away. I thought it was the greatest experience of my life.
I don't know. I wonder if there was no drinking, no smoking, no spitting, no nothing. Jorge, was it the greatest experience?
Well, now and again they went out for a smoke, and they probably had a spit as well. But why do I know what they do, these guys?
We won't talk about the spitting. Jorge, was it the greatest experience of your life or something maybe a little bit more reserved?
Oh, that was incredible. We are terrified because, you know, Sir James Galway playing with us. We can't believe that.
By the way, did you put any kind of restrictions on Sir James?
No way.
No sleeping.
He's like my father.
He's like your father. Sir James, what's it like to hear that?
That's nice.
Works both ways.
It was sort of romantic, this first meeting of ours, because somebody had a little Walkman recorder. And we recorded one piece and sent it to Sony, and they came right back and said, okay, we'll record this lot, but we need it right away. So, of course, that was really difficult for us because we thought, oh, we'll record it next year when we get time. This was in, I think, May.
Of this year.
May or June. Yeah. And they wanted to put it out in September, so we were having a fit trying to figure out how to do it, but we did it.
Give me the story behind the title and O'Reilly Street itself, which, I don't know, growing up, Jorge, were you aware of who General O'Reilly was and why the street that sounded like no other street in old Havana was named as it was?
Well, I knew the street, but I don't remember that story.
You didn't know the story behind it?
No.
Sir James, you know the story.
Yeah, I know the story all right.
Tell us.
Because General O'Reilly was in charge of the British stockade when the Spanish attacked Cuba.
And we're talking about 1700s.
Right. And I knew that he successfully fought off the Spanish, and the Cubans loved him to death for it, and they named a street after him. And I thought, you know, there was a sort of certain Irish connection here between me and Jorge.
Because apparently there were a lot of Irish who eventually settled certain towns, certain villages in Cuba. Jorge,
oh, yes.
You think that might be, you might have a little bit of the blood of Ireland in you?
Of course, everybody in Cuba has blood from Europe.
So this is, it's very interesting. I mean, O'Reilly was a very celebrated figure there. We should say also he was the first Spanish governor of colonial Louisiana. There's an American connection, too, there.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, Jorge, you wrote a piece about General O'Reilly.
Yes.
For the CD. Tell us about it.
Well, we have to put a name on the CD, and I have that piece wrote a long time ago. It's a classic melody with the Cuban rhythm behind. So that was perfect for the CD. Thank you.
Why are you laughing, Sir James?
Me, I'm laughing because it's so difficult for me to play this rhythm.
What is the rhythm, Jorge?
Well, the thing is, I have a lot of syncopation. And the syncopation, you have to feel in. Sometimes people feel in different way, but that's the trick.
Are you
and the funny thing was, the first time I played it was a complete mess. So Jorge, he says, Jimmy, it's like this. And he played it perfect. And he looked at me like I was such an idiot that I couldn't do
it. No way.
And I felt like an idiot too. But eventually I got it, or at least I got it.
Finally he did it. Wonderful.
The nerves of the guys.
Was any of this improvised?
All the time.
The whole thing?
Well, in my case, I never played the same thing twice.
Never the same way twice.
You see, when we're talking about improvisation, every improvised tune has to have a base upon which you can improvise. So you see, not all of it was improvised, but everything that Jorge did all the time was improvised. And this was amazing because in the recordings, if we did two takes on something, he would play it different the second time, and both times were so good, we didn't know which one to take. And I thought, God, I'm glad I'm not the producer of this record. I would be going crazy. I would put out two records, one with all the takes that we threw on the floor.
Thank you.
I just want to say I think this was one of the greatest experiences in my life, making this record with the guys.
Wow, my God.
You know, it was musically, socially, and spiritually, everything. It was just great. They're such nice guys, and they're great, great players.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm going to cry here. I wish that everybody in the band hear that.
I think they will. Nice to talk to you both. All the best
to both
of you. Thanks, Sir James. Thanks, Jorge.
Thank you very much, Luke.
Hi, Jorge. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Sir James Galway and Jorge Martinez of the band Tiempo Libre. Their CD together is called O'Reilly Street. You can find a link to it at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation on the web at medtronic.com.